Patients to get full access to record on NHS app. Date modified colon 2024-10-21 T11:58:09.107Z. Description colon medical records, test results, and letters to be available to all on NHS app in Digital Revolution, comma dot. Patients to get full access to record on NHS app, Getty, full medical records, tests results, and letters from doctors will all be available in the NHS app under plans for a digital revolution in the health service in England. Ministers hope the changes, part of new 10-year strategy for the NHS in England, will overhaul the way patients interact with the health service in the same way apps have changed the way we bank. Currently the NHS app is limited because patients' records are held locally by a patient's GP in any hospitals they visit, and not all parts of the health service interact with the app. But the government said it was pushing ahead with plans to create a single patient record, jokey reform ideas removed from NHS website. Campaigners have raised concerns about data protection, but ministers say they are absolutely committed to protecting confidential medical information. It comes as the government launches a new national conversation to inform the 10-year plan, which is due to be published in the spring. One of the key themes of the plan will be moving from analog to digital, and the single patient records will be a core part of that. The government said it would speed up patient care, reduce repeat tests and medical errors. Last year, a contract was awarded to the firm Palantir to create a database joining up individual records kept by local services. It will allow patients and those treating them to access the information about their health. Campaign group MedConfidential has warned having a single record like this will be open to abuse. But Care Minister Stephen Kinnock defended the move, saying the government was absolutely committed to protecting patient data. He said safeguards providing a cast-iron guarantee on security would be set out in a new bill that will be put before Parliament to push ahead with the move. Significant step, the 10-year plan will also focus on moving care out of hospitals and into the community. The government said local neighborhood health centers, where patients can access GP, district nursing, physios and testing all under one roof, will form part of this. But it said it wanted to hear from the public about their own ideas for change as part of the national conversation. The public engagement exercise began on Monday, with the launch of website change.nhs.uk. Health Secretary Wes Streeting said, "The NHS is going through the worst crisis in its history, but, while the NHS is broken, it's not beaten. Together we can fix it. Whether you use the NHS or work in it, you see firsthand what's great but also what isn't working. We need your ideas to help turn the NHS around." Patients Association Chief Executive Rachel Power said she warmly welcomes the initiative. She said, "For far too long, many patients have felt their voices weren't fully heard in shaping the health service. This national conversation marks a significant step towards genuine patient partnership and puts patients at the heat of the NHS's evolution." RCN General Secretary Professor Nicola Ranger said it was vital NHS staff got involved too. But she said any future plans would need new investment. Yet within hours of the public engagement exercise's launch, the Department of Health told the BBC that officials were having to remove or hide material that was clearly inappropriate or irrelevant. Some of the suggested changes from the public included putting beer on tap in hospitals, and placing Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta in charge. Next week the government is expected to set out extra funding for this winter, and next year when Chancellor Rachel Reeves unveils her budget, healthcare NHS Wes Streeting.